host. Welcome back to another exciting episode of The Answer of the Week, where Joe Patrick and I answer the question of the week. This week's question was, who is your favorite Justice League member from any comic incarnation, and who would you cast to play them in the upcoming movie? Joe Patrick.
I thought you were going to, I thought there was more to that.
I'm asking you.
Well, there's one thing I need from the Justice League movie that if I don't get, I'm going to be super pissed, and that is the Martian Manhunter.
Ooh.
I want the Martian Manhunter in the Justice League movie.
Good choice. Good. I thought you were going to go with Wally West.
Listen,
your boyfriend Wally.
Wally West is my dream. I want Wally West in the Justice League movie.
He's gone, buddy.
It will not happen. It won't happen.
He's gone.
And I don't know enough about young, like, hunky dudes to pick somebody to play Wally West. I'm like looking online. People are suggesting names that I have literally never heard before in my life. Who is Scott Porter?
Scott Porter?
Is he from Friday Night Lights or something? Is that the thing?
Oh, he's Jason Street. Yeah, from Friday Night Lights.
I don't know who that is, but everyone thinks he should be Wally West. Me? I don't know. But Martian Manhunter, I need me a CGI awesome Martian Manhunter, and I want the voice to be Carl Lumbly, who played him in the Justice League cartoon show. You may know him as the mentor character on Alias, Jennifer Garner's Alias, J.J. Abrams, the spy show. You know the one.
Okay. Yeah. Now, is he CG or is he a guy in a green suit?
You know, I kind of want it to be CG, but...
Yeah, I think you kind of have to.
If
they looked like the aliens from Prometheus, if they sort of did it like that, where it was a little bulky and bigger, you know, like, that'd be cool, man. Color him green.
I didn't see that one.
Is it too scary for you?
No, I just never made it.
Okay, I'm going team up here. Blue Beetle, as played by David Krumholtz, the Jewish genius kid from Numbers.
Really?
Yeah. And then I want Booster Gold, played by Josh Holloway, who was Sawyer on Lost. Big, sexy, blonde dude. Krumholtz, a little shorter, real smart, gadget guy. I think
that's
they'd be great together.
Bizarre.
They'd be great. And then I want Tony Shalhoub to do Nort.
Tony Shalhoub, no. Tony Shalhoub plays Salak in the Green Lantern Corps movie. That's Tony Shalhoub.
You think so?
No.
No. Salak's got to be somebody like really brainy.
Salak
and, like,
was Jeffrey
dry.
Rush, I think.
Jeffrey Rush. Yeah, Jeffrey Rush would be fine with that
But
he was excellent.
Man, I don't know. It's hard because, you know, they can't all be like blockbuster actors.
Well, and here's the real question. The real question here that everyone that wrote in dodged. Who plays Batman in this?
We talked about that once already.
Who plays Batman?
We talked about that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, who does it in this movie? That's the real question. Superman's already cast. Wonder Woman, they'll get somebody tall and sexy, whatever. You know, who the hell do you get to play Batman?
I don't know.
I know. That's the hardest question in the world right there.
It's tough.
What about Aquaman? Who's your Aquaman?
I think Aaron Eckhart would be a good Aquaman.
I think Aaron Eckhart would be.
Because he's a big blonde dude.
Excellent Aquaman.
See, in my mind, what makes it tough for me is that in my mind, these characters are all much older
right.
than the way they are portrayed in the comics.
Yeah.
They're, you know, like super impressive, tough dads.
Right?
And so I don't want some 20-year-old dude playing the Flash. I want somebody who looks like you trust to put your life in his hands.
Right.
And so some of this stuff online where it's like, yeah, we want the guy from Friday Night Lights to play. We want Ryan Reynolds to be this guy and Friday Night Lights guy to be this guy. I'm like, I just don't see them as heroes.
Well, they've got
to
be younger, you know, and
not every movie can be heroes starting out and finding their feet.
I know.
This is the Justice League. I'll tell you what I don't want. I do not want a story about the formation of the Justice League.
I don't either. But I want Gina Carano to play Wonder Woman.
Who is that?
So a girl from Haywire. She was a UFC fighter. She's super sexy. She's tall. She's completely badass. She looks like the kind of woman that could kick the hell out of you. And she can act. Haywire was so good. I loved that movie.
I want Justin Timberlake to play Wally West. The internet is a weird place. This is what I'm finding.
I don't hate that. Honestly, I don't hate that casting. I think JT could knock it out of the park, man.
You know, somebody brought up Jensen Ackles earlier. It was
Jensen Ackles again.
Is Dean on Supernatural?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
as Green Arrow.
As Green Arrow.
As opposed to the guy that's playing the mass murderer. Arrow on the CW.
I kind of like him. I think he'd be a good fit for several different.
Yeah.
I think he might make a good Wally West. I think he'd do a good Booster Gold. Because he seems to be that kind of cocky.
Yeah, loose, fun kind of character.
Yeah, and if certain interpretations of Wally, you know, before the maturation of Wally West and he became a dad and
got married and all that stuff. Stop talking about Wally West. Barry. Because that's what they're going to do.
I know, but this is my dream.
I get it. Who plays Barry Allen? That's a really tough
Neil
one.
Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, no.
Why not?
No.
Do you not think he's a good enough actor?
I think he's a perfectly good
actor. Because he's gay?
Because I don't like gay people. Everybody knows that. No. That's not true. I love gay people. No. I just do not see him as Barry. Barry's a bigger dude. Barry's like classically like good looking, you know? Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes, because Barry Allen is a police scientist. There was nothing about him that was like buff superhero guy. He wasn't a football jock. He wasn't an All-American.
All right.
He wasn't a farm boy. He was a dude in a bow tie that got struck by lightning.
You're talking me into it more and more. All right.
And I want the Flash to be thin and wiry.
Fair
not
enough.
Not bulky and impressive.
Fair enough.
Neil Patrick Harris.
All right. Who plays Cyborg?
You know they're going to do it.
Are they going to do it? Because they've got to get a black character in there,
they've
right?
got to do Cyborg.
So they don't look racist. So it's going to be Cyborg.
Well, he was a founding member of the JLA, don't you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just less than a year ago. Yes. So who plays Cyborg? Turk from Scrubs.
Ooh.
Still looks great. Great actor. I want that guy to have more work. What's his name?
Dulé Hill.
Yeah.
Dulé. No, no, no.
No, no, no. Dulé Hill was the West Wing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Dulé Hill is Cyborg. From...
No way. No way.
Come on.
I like him, but no. He's no Turk.
Gus from Psych? The character, the guy you're thinking of is Donald Faison.
Donald Faison.
He was Turk in Scrubs.
Needs more work.
He was also on Clueless. He was also in Pitch Perfect as washed up acapella singer.
Next, standing next to Sean Tillman.
Wasn't
the guy with long hair? That was Sean. Sean on
I don't know who that is.
Why can't I say?
Harmar Superstar?
Yeah, Harmar Superstar. That was him.
I knew.
Yeah.
I didn't know how many different names does the guy have.
Lots.
Okay.
Good guy.
All right. Well,
friend of mine.
We're clearly solving many problems here, so.
There is your answer to the question of the week, and so much more.
Did we even answer the question?
Yeah, we kind of did. You can join us here every week where we'll be answering the question of the week. We'll see you next week. I just said week 4 times.
Ryan Gosling.
As?
Barry Allen.
I like that a lot.
Or Wally West.
God, you gotta let it go, buddy. Wally West does not exist.
Or Aquaman.
He's gone. No.
Ryan Gosling is Aquaman.
No. He's a Flash. He's not Aquaman. He's not Aquaman.
Hmm.
He's the Flash.
Man.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
I hate it.